Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams here, and today we've got a great guest for you, Pastor Dave Scarlett from His Glory TV. And Pastor Dave and I have an amazing conversation ahead for you where I ask him about Israel and his Israeli generals that he's interviewed on his show. We talk about Barack Obama. We talk about the Antichrist, Iran, and Barack Obama giving military secrets to Iran. We also talk about the remnant that still exists in America and in Israel. And then in contrast, those who have abandoned God and who are going to fall into their Satanism and demonism and transhumanism. And so not everybody's going to make it through what's coming. And if you want to know how to navigate these end times and kind of get a guide of what's coming, how we can work our way through it, then stay tuned. You'll want to see this full interview with Dave Scarlett right here on Brighteon.tv. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Hey, Scott McKay here, Patriot Street Fighter. Just got done doing an interview here on Brighteon TV. I recommend anybody who does go to any podcast, go look for Brighteon. Brighteon does amazing work out there in the world. Of course, Mike Adams, there's nobody that comes in ahead of Mike Adams. Everybody else to me is second place because he's put together an unbelievable operation. And what he's doing to deliver his victories for humanity, business, otherwise, nutrition, supplementation, research, you're not going to find a better platform and better people that are on this platform bringing you the best in news. So make sure today you check out Brighteon TV, brighteon.tv.
Ohio Brett, live in that state up north. Thank you so much for watching Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. I'm blessed to have the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports every Wednesday, 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
And tune in every single Sunday and every single Tuesday on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson. Hard-hitting news, live sometimes in the field, truth that you're not seeing anywhere else. Thank you so much, Brighteon TV. Tune in, it is the fastest growing. And also, thank you so much, Mike Adams. We appreciate you very much.
We love our head coach, Mike Adams. God bless you.
Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And today we're joined by an extraordinary guest who's part of the Brighteon TV network, and he has his own network, which is called His Glory. Yes, it's Pastor Dave Scarlett from HisGlory.tv with powerful messages for humanity and the future of human civilization. Welcome to the show, Dave. It's an honor to have you on today.
Mike, it's a pleasure, and thank you for the great partnership we have with your organization, and it's great to see you again.
Well, it's great to see you as well, and I really appreciate everything you're doing, and I'd like to just jump in with a question right up front, if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, and this hit me today. My question is,
How long does this evil go on before God intervenes? And, you know, biblically, what is that? What are the tipping points where intervention happens, if it happens? Or is God teaching us a lesson that we should have taken a stand sooner and stopped all the mass murder, the abortion, the transgenderism, the war, the fraud? You know, have the American people been too apathetic and just stood back and watched evil take over, and now we're all paying the price for that? Or what's your take?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Not only just the American people, but the American church and the world church, for that matter. You know, we allowed in the 60s to take God out of the schools. With 70s, we destructed the nuclear family. You had Roe v. Wade. We allowed that on our watch. We see what happened with COVID-19. What happened? The church bowed down to the government and didn't open up, but they let strip clubs and liquor stores. And the church was okay with that. American people are okay with that. Now the Lord Most High is seeking his remnant, and you're a part of that remnant, Mike, and your team. That remnant is going to rise, and that remnant is going to stand up. They're going to repent, seek the Lord's face. And we are at a tipping point. I see the light is coming. It's going to get a little bit darker before it does get light, but God is hearing our prayers. And that remnant that is getting on their knees and asking for intervention, the Lord is hearing that. And we're going to see some great, great miraculous things. I don't know about time frame. You know, the scripture tells us we don't know the day or the hour, but we know the season. And I know God is ready to move, but it's based on the condition of our hearts. And if we repent, we seek his face and put him first, and then he can restore this great republic. But I don't believe he is even close to being done with the United States of America, his eagle nation.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. A couple of points on that. It seems like the wrath, if I can call it that, the wrath that America must endure has only just begun, because there are consequences for a nation that turns its back against God, a nation that right. worships mass murder of children. And by the way, Mexico's Supreme Court just legalized abortion nationwide with no restrictions, as I understand it. I mean, full term, third term abortions are now, at least again, as I understand it, are now legal all across Mexico. So the evil, the Satanism has spread across our open borders right to another nation. And it seems like you've got human trafficking and child sex trafficking and drug abuse and filth and disease all the way from Canada, you know, down to the southern tip of South America in all these spots. And most of these nations have turned against God, have they not?
Exactly. And you're seeing that response. You're seeing the ugliness. You know, you saw the movie The Sound of Freedom. Most people didn't realize that evil could exist. I've seen evil worse than what evil, you can't even put a label on it, because it's worse than evil and demonic. And it was because we turned our back on the Lord and we haven't been obedient to his precepts and commandments. You know, as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. The same thing happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. It wasn't the iniquity of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was the society, the judges saying, this is now the new norm. We're going to go away from God. He stepped in and he acted, and God Most High is going to step in and he's going to act here real soon.
You make another really important point there, that it's the tolerance of evil among the general population that is also part of God's discernment and judgment against us. If more people had risen up and said, no, you will not mutilate our children, you will not enslave and traffic, you know, women and children and so on, you will not celebrate perversion and degeneracy, then maybe God's judgment would be a lot less against us. But right now, though, Dave, I mean, aren't we all, we're all on the same ship here now that is going to be torn apart, and we're seeing it. I mean, the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, he just said yesterday, New York City will be destroyed, his own words, by illegal immigration. Even a Democrat is starting to see the destruction because they can't deny it any longer. But aren't we all going to have to endure this, even if we individually have fought against it?
Not necessarily. God is, he can give us a Goshen moment, you know, where the children of Israel were protected when his wrath came on the Egyptians and Pharaoh. If you're a part of his remnant, it doesn't mean you're not going to go through trials and tribulations. We've all gone through a lot of trials and tribulations this last 3 years. If you didn't believe in the book of Revelation, welcome to the last 3 years. And that's a positive right. thing in some ways, because people are coming alive. They're now they're reaching to the Bible. I travel all over the country with Reawaken and our tent revivals, and we've baptized over 6,000 people at these events. And people come up to me each and every day and say, I'm awake now. I'm understanding. The most important thing in my life is seeking the Lord and finding out what my will, his will is for me, and executing that will. And so people are rising. We're going to see a great revival. We're going to see the remnant rise. At the same time, judgment is coming down. God can be very strategic in his arsenal. He's got a nuclear arsenal that's tactical. And so he can do both things at the same time.
Do you think we're already beginning to see some of that judgment unleashed upon us in the cities in particular, or have we not yet really begun to experience what's coming?
It started. The truth is, it's going to get worse. We saw what happened. We just came from Las Vegas for a Reawaken in Vegas. What they did there, the sin nature, the demonic activity in Vegas was absolutely insane. And then you had biblical downpours in the city of Las Vegas while we were there, flooding like you've never seen. You're going to see more of those type of actions happen all over the world, volcanoes, floods, famines. That's God's way of saying, you know what, there is judgment, there's a repercussion to sin, but also getting the remnant together to say, hey, why am I called for such a time as this? What is our purpose in life? And that purpose is to know what his will is for us and to execute that and be a part of this great awakening in the end days. This is the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive, as long as you're taking action for his namesake. We're going to see some major, major, beautiful things and people coming to Christ and miracles and signs and wonders, but we have to activate our hearts and we have to repent.
Have you ever thought how the U.S. empire, under the illegitimate leadership that rigged the elections and that has lied to the American people, a criminal cabal, in my opinion.
Yep.
But this criminal cabal is actually projecting Satanism globally. For example, pushing transgenderism culturally on nations like Japan and European nations that, you know, organically would reject that. That's crazy. Why would you mutilate children? But then under pressure from the U.S. empire, under the control of what I believe to be demonically infested, possibly human individuals, the largest U.S. export, other than debt, is now demonism around the world. I mean, the U.S. has become the hub of this cultural export of pure evil and child mutilations. What does that mean to you as a pastor? I mean, looking at on a planetary scale, the geopolitics, that our nation has been perverted away from its origins and its founding, turned into an instrument of evil that is catapulting this evil around the world. What does that mean to you?
That means they've put it in our face so much that we're at a level worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. I mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah before. We're worse than actually Sodom and Gomorrah, because you're absolutely right. This demonic has been done by our own government, our own country, on others. How we've treated the nation of Israel, you know, I will bless those who bless you and I'll curse those that curse you. I'm connected with a lot of Israeli generals, and they openly on his glory and privately and publicly say they don't have trust in this administration. That's the first time in my lifetime that Israeli generals would come out and say, we don't trust our ally, the United States, to protect the nation of Israel. It's because they've gone all in and evil. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They do it at Super Bowls. They do it on TV, they do it right in front of us, and more exposures coming out as we speak.
Well, tell me more about that. That's fascinating and disturbing at the same time. So are you saying that there are high-level people in Israel who believe that the United States will abandon Israel in its most dire hour as, you know, Armageddon, however you want to describe it, accelerates more threats against Israel? Will the U.S. not be there?
right now, from their perspective and their belief, based on their military intel and their relationships with the United States military and government, they do not trust the United States of America to have Israel's back. Israel, the generals that I know, I know probably about 13 or 14 of them, all very connected to Benjamin Netanyahu and this current administration in Israel. They know that as America doesn't have their back, and they're going to have to take action on Iran by themselves. There's been six or seven Israeli generals that I've had on in the last probably 4 or 5 months, which this is shocking to hear this be said. But they say they're in more danger today in the nation of Israel for their survival than they even were in the birth of Israel in 1948.
No kidding.
That's shocking. That is absolutely shocking. They're literally surrounded on six sides with no protection from the United States of America. They're literally on their own.
Well, what about the Six-Day War? I mean, they were almost annihilated at that time.
Absolutely.
And they're saying it's even more dangerous now?
It's more dangerous.
And of course, Barack Obama, the Satanist, gave Iran the funding to continue its nuclear weapons development.
And he did.
Barack Obama, as you know, has just come out, a Tucker Carlson interview with Larry Sinclair, claiming that Barack Obama, you know, engaged in multiple homosexual encounters, drug use, you know, sodomy, worse, things I'm not going to describe here. But isn't it now clear in retrospect that Barack Obama has always been a demonic entity seeking the destruction of America and of Israel?
Absolutely. You remember when he put his shoes on the White House when he was talking to Benjamin Netanyahu? In the Middle East, that is called, you know, the Kinsman Redeemer, redeeming the shoe. You can't be more disrespectful to a leader of Israel than what Barack Obama did. Tucker Carlson came out with truth that many people knew about for a long time yesterday. I'm told that he's got more coming, so he's going to hit Obama at least one more time, if not two more times. And the shocking thing is that people are shocked about what we're now hearing about Barack Obama. It was not a well-kept secret in the runs of Chicago. Everybody knew about it, but they were so desperate for division and change under Barack Obama that they swept it under the rug to put him in as a leader.
And this is still relevant, you know, for our audience. You might think, well, that's all ancient history, but no, because Michelle Obama, whom some people believe to be Michael Obama, is thought to be the most likely replacement for Joe Biden, who, you know, clearly cannot cognitively handle another election, even with all the rigging. What do you think of that possible scenario of Michelle, again, who many people believe to be a biological man, parading, you know, pretending to be a woman all these years, and you know, I don't have any way to confirm one way or another, but that's a common belief. But do you think Michelle Obama will be put in place by the Democrats to run for president?
Yes, I do. I know it's being talked about in active circles. Every month I have General McInerney and General Valley on, and General McInerney and General Valley have been talking for probably the last 3 or 4 months that the plan is to replace Biden with a combination of Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom. And you see Gavin Newsom over the weekend was on Sean Hannity. They're priming him up. They can't go forward with this mess in the White House right now with Joe Biden. I'm told that there's a bombshell coming out on Joe Biden that is going to be so devastating that he will have to drop out of the 2024 and might have to resign on the spot. And that's coming from Greg Kelly, former Marine.
That audio, I've heard about that as well.
Yes.
Well, a couple of points on that. We also know Andrew Breitbart, before he was murdered, I believe, he had real dirt on Barack Obama, but he made the mistake of announcing it and saying he was going to release it in 48 hours, and then he was killed, obviously by the deep state or the CIA, before he could release it. It could be that what he had was what Tucker Carlson just released, by the way. You know, the truth about Obama's homosexual past, bringing into question questions about Michelle / Michael, by the way, because Obama has always desired a homosexual relationship. And if Michelle Obama is actually a biological man, then that fulfills that role. And it would show the total deceit that transgenderism was taking over the Oval Office and the White House and the nation for 8 years under a great deceiver who sought the destruction of this nation, and who also, by the way, Barack Obama arranged for Iran to intercept and capture an American military drone so that Iran could have the encryption communications equipment. The corporate media covered that up. I know you know about this story, Dave, but the corporate media covered up and said it was a GPS hack, and Iran was able to guide the drone to land in Iran. No, no, no. That was a Barack Obama operation to hand military secrets to Iran so that they could wage war against Israel. What are your thoughts?
That's correct. That is absolutely, I can confirm that from U.S. sources and Israeli sources. Take it a step further. He also, Barack Obama, knew that Osama bin Laden wasn't in Afghanistan. That was another deal that he cut with Iran. And so there's a lot of American troops that went to war on a lie.
And isn't it also notable that right now, as America is waging war against Russia via the proxy nation of Ukraine, that one of the most effective weapons that Russia is deploying is, in fact, Iranian manufactured drones, which are based on American technology that Barack Obama allowed Iran to capture. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. And some of that technology you're talking about actually came originally from Israel. And they took the drones from Israel to America, and then he gave them to Iran. It's when America truly wakes up and finds out who Barack Obama truly is, it is going to be absolutely shocking to most people. That's why I'm still kind of surprised that so many people are surprised about Tucker Carlson. Was it last night when he talked about this? In our circles that we talk with people I know, everybody knew about it. But the American people, it was hidden from. Mainstream media covered it up so that they could continue this.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that the gaslighting of the American people has been going on for many decades. And, you know, the neocons have been waging war against other nations of the world using weapons that have now been turned against the American people since the Trump era. So, in fact, it was Barack Obama who legalized the CIA to be able to engage in propaganda against the American people. I believe that was re-legalized in 2016. And so since then, the CIA has been using all the weapons that it normally would project outward, weapons, color revolutions, assassinations, political persecutions, propaganda, and so on. That's all been directed at us now. The American people are enduring the corruption and tyranny of a regime that is no longer content to just destroy other nations. Now it wants to destroy our nation.
That's right. But look what God has done in the midst of this. I mean, your network, for example, has been birthed out of this. Can you imagine if there wasn't Brightians in the world and his glory in the world today, and it was just still the three channels or five channels that were spreading the propaganda and everything was shut out? Now people have a way to go find the truth outside of the fake news, and they're waking up more and more every day. They're shutting off Fox News. You look at somebody like Tucker Carlson, his audience is now, what, quadrupled five times the amount of people, 100 million that he'll reach on a regular show. He couldn't have done it at Fox News.
That's a really good point. And it kind of leads me to a question I wanted to ask you anyway. As food inflation gets worse and, you know, starvation, famine, homelessness, violent crime, all these things get worse, do you find that more people are now finally turning to God and picking up the Bible and realizing, hey, we're not going to get answers from these fakers, these puppets, these actors? The only answers are going to be found in the Creator. You know, is that,
that's right?
Are you seeing that trend?
I'm seeing that all over the country and over the world. You know, I go to Israel a couple times a year too, but I'm seeing that in all over the United States when we travel. Two things bring you to our Maker, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Either you're inspired to seek Him, or you're in desperate times to seek Him. That desperation has brought people to seek truth. What is truth? In all this world of lies and evil and fake, what is the only thing that I can count on, and what is truth? And that's what people are getting in the Bible more than they ever have. It's absolutely amazing. They're finding their purpose. And I'm hearing that everywhere I go around the country, people are like, I'm getting into my Bible now. Thank you. I want to study more. And the only thing that matters for me is to finish the race and do what my Lord and Savior calls me to do. And that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have gone through the last 3.5 years of what we had to go through.
Good point. Right. The Lord showed us a choice. And it's very simple. You either choose obedience to government or obedience to God, right?
That's right.
I mean, and if you choose obedience to government, by the way, that's a suicide wish. You know, they're going to mass murder you. Obedience to God can get you through this. But let me ask you a slightly different question, though, because, you know, you have the Israeli flag there in your studio. That's not something that we see often in alternative media in America, but I know you've interviewed Israeli generals, which I think is amazing. I'd like to ask you more about that. But we have one of our food consultants is a Jewish rabbi. And I was meeting with him the other day. And I mean, a traditional Jewish rabbi, like all in, no compromises, right?
All kosher.
Right, all kosher. And I mean, they know more about kosher food than anybody I've ever met. And we were just chatting, and he was telling me some stories about the extreme discrimination against Jewish people still in the United States. And he lives in New York, right? So upstate New York, Jewish community, Jewish rabbi. He was telling me stories of discrimination that I couldn't fathom. I couldn't believe that this is still happening. I mean, I believe him. He wouldn't lie. But I was astonished and taken aback by that. What is behind, if you have any assessment of this, what is behind this remaining hatred of rabbis or people of Jewish descent or Israel the nation? Or what's your take on that? What's going on there?
It's biblical. Satan knows the seasons. He doesn't know the time or the hour. Only the Father knows the time or the hour, but he knows the season. So he's always prepping up, and he knows that the Messiah will come through the line of the tribe of Judah. Through Judah will be a descendant of King David forever. So that's why he puts all this smoke and mirrors and attacks on the Jewish people like they did under the days of Nimrod all the way to World War II and Nazi and Hitler, this hatred for the Jewish people.
Thank you for watching today. Again, Mike Adams here of Brighteon.com. We've been speaking with Dave Scarlett from hisglory.tv. Thank you for watching. God bless you all. Take care.